Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Meta's open-source Llama 3 is already nipping at OpenAI's heels. Meta's decision to give away powerful AI software for free could threaten the business models of OpenAI and Google. By Will Knight. Jerome Pacenti has a few reasons to celebrate Meta's decision last week to release Llama 3, a powerful open-source large language model that anyone can download, run, and build on. Pacenti used to be vice president of artificial intelligence at Meta and says he often pushed the company to consider releasing its technology for others to use and build on. But his main reason to rejoice is that his new startup will get access to an AI model that he says is very close in power to OpenAI's industry-leading text generator GPT-4, but considerably cheaper to run and more open to outside scrutiny and modification. The release last Friday really feels like a game changer, Pacenti says. His new company, Sizzle, an AI tutor, currently uses GPT-4 and other AI models, both closed and open, to craft problem sets and curricula for students. His engineers are evaluating whether Llama 3 could replace OpenAI's model in many cases. Sizzle's story may augur a broader shift in the balance of power in AI. OpenAI changed the world with ChatGPT, setting off a wave of AI investment and drawing more than 2 million developers to its cloud APIs. But if open-source models prove competitive, developers and entrepreneurs may decide to stop paying to access the latest model of OpenAI or Google and use Llama 3 or one of the other increasingly powerful open-source models that are popping up. It's going to be an interesting horse race, Pacenti says, of competition between open models like Llama 3 and closed ones such as GPT-4 and Google's Gemini. Meta's previous model, Llama 2, was already influential, but the company says it made the latest version more powerful by feeding it larger amounts of higher-quality training data, with new techniques developed to filter out redundant or garbled content, and to select the best mixture of datasets to use. Pacenti says running Llama 3 on a cloud platform such as Fireworks.ai costs just a 20th of the cost of accessing GPT-4 through an API. He adds that Llama 3 can be configured to respond to queries extremely quickly, a key consideration for developers at companies like his that rely on tapping into models from different providers. It's an equation between latency, cost, and accuracy, he says. Open models appear to be dropping at an impressive clip. A couple of weeks ago, I went inside startup Databricks to witness the final stages of an effort to build DBRX, a language model built that was briefly the best open one around. That crown is now Llama 3's. Oli Godzi, CEO of Databricks, also describes Llama 3 as game-changing and says the larger model is approaching the quality of GPT-4. That levels the playing field between open and closed-source LLMs. Llama 3 also showcases the potential for making AI models smaller, so they can be run on less powerful hardware. Meta released two versions of its latest model, one with 70 billion parameters, a measure of the variabilities it uses to learn from training data, and another with 8 billion. The smaller model is compact enough to run on a laptop but is remarkably capable, at least in Wired's testing. 2 days before Meta's release, Mistral, a French AI company founded by alumni of Pacenti's team at Meta, open-sourced Mistral 8x22b. It has 141 billion parameters but uses only 39 billion of them at any one time, a design known as a mixture of experts. Thanks to this trick, the model is considerably more capable than some models that are much larger. Meta isn't the only tech giant releasing open-source AI. This week, Microsoft released Phi 3 Mini, and Apple released OpenElm, two tiny but capable free-to-use language models that can run on a smartphone. Coming months will show whether Llama 3 and other open models really can displace premium AI models like GPT-4 for some developers. An even more powerful open-source AI is coming. The company is working on a massive 400 billion parameter version of Llama 3 that chief AI scientist Yann LeCun says should be one of the most capable in the world. Of course, all this openness is not purely altruistic. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg says opening up its AI models should ultimately benefit the company by lowering the cost of technologies it relies on, for example, by spawning compatible tools and services that Meta can use for itself. He left unsaid that it may also be to Meta's benefit to prevent OpenAI, Microsoft, or Google from dominating the field. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.